Can we just register our presence in God's presence tonight and lift up our voices and just say, Father, thank you. Let him hear your voice tonight. Tell him you are here. Let him recognize your voice tonight. Give him praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Our God is worthy of our praise. This is an unusual service tonight. We have come to wine and dine with our Lord. Let's appreciate God. Lift up your voices and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you, the King of Kings. Thank you, the Lord of Lords. Thank you, the one who is and is to come. Thank you, the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the whole world. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Shepherd. Thank you, Keeper. Thank you, the covenant-keeping God. Thank you, the I am that I am. Thank you, the Lord of Hosts. Thank you, the man of war. Thank you, the prince of peace. Mala posha katabada. Le makose fitile makoshata. Maruba kosata makuli na natlea. Your word, masili papa sakata leada. The lover of our souls will worship you. The lift of our hands will bless your name. Our glory. Makose timile makoshakata. Maraba kosa lifata bakosa. In the back of Satabalia. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. That will worship you. We'll worship you. Alike de bogo shakata bagada. Nemako samatu bagata dea. Mayeke kekete borobogo shakata balipa so takata. Marabako safata balipa ko shakata. Le makosi filiata bagada shakata bagada legete bogolia. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So tonight we want to talk on meal that produces wealth. Meal that produces wealth. We are talking of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and the blood. So the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus is not an ordinary meal. It is not a meal that we approach with. It's not a meal we approach casually. It's not a meal we just come and say, let me just come and eat. No. It is a sacred body of God that is given to us with the believers. So this body must be taken with all seriousness. We must come to the table of the Lord with all reverence. We must come to the table with all honor, because it is a honor for us to come and wine with the King of Glory. So when we're coming to the table, we should not come with casual mind. So we come with the art of worship. We come with the art of reverence. We come with the art of honor. And we come with the art of joy and expectations to receive from him. And as I pray, as we have come tonight, as we approach the table, the Lord will minister to all our needs. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is not an ordinary meal. It's a meal that is full of power, that have the potency to meet all needs at a time. It's not just an ordinary meal. It's a meal that's full of power that can meet all needs. So as I have come tonight, if you don't have the expectations, if you don't have any expectation, I will encourage you now. Begin to talk to God in your heart. Begin to talk to God in your heart. Begin to connect to the King of Glory. Because when the kings come to visit, it doesn't come ordinary. It doesn't come with empty hands. It's the King of Glory. So he comes with plenty gifts. He comes with blessings that can never be measured. So please, don't take tonight, with unseriousness. And pray God will bless you all in Jesus' name. So let's read the book of Luke 22 from verse 14. Luke 22 and verse 14. On verse 14. Okay. Well, see, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him, Jesus Christ. In this passage, Jesus was about to be crucified. He was about to do the main assignment he came from. And the Bible says he called the disciples. When the hour had come, he sat down and with the 12 apostles with him. Okay, verse 15. Then he said to them, With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Okay, 16. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. 17. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. 19. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Okay, the next verse. Likewise, he also took the cup and after supper saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. So we're talking about the body. So what you have come to do tonight, it is not the wisdom of any man. It is not the wisdom of any pastor. It is not the wisdom of any general overseer. It is our Lord Jesus Christ that gave it to us while he was living, that we should take it as often in remembrance of him. And that this is the new covenant in my blood. It is a new covenant in my blood. So tonight, I want you to take it with all reverence. Approach the table with your heart. Open your heart to him. And the Lord will visit you in the mighty name of Jesus. So it says, it is the new covenant. Yes, in my blood. So we are talking about the meal that produces wealth. So by the blood of Jesus, we enter into covenant of prosperity. By this blood, we are entering into the covenant of prosperity. Because the blood of Jesus is the highest blood, the highest sacrifice that is done. Even in the world, if you want to attain anything in the spiritual world, that is the dark world, you have to pay some, you have to do sacrifice. And the highest sacrifice is by the blood. So the Jesus Christ has not laid his blood for us to be able to enter the covenant of prosperity of wealth. And I said tonight by this communion, we enter into that covenant of prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible recorded in the book of Exodus, from chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, that the children of Israel were enslaved by Pharaoh. Because when the Pharaoh that knew Joseph died, problem set in. Then the new Pharaoh was afraid that these people are going to take over us. These people are going to join with our enemies and fight us and take our land. They now think of what will I do to reduce them? The Bible says now he enslaved them. He made the Israelites bond men, bond women. And the Bible recorded that they were working without no any reward. They were being compelled. They were being forced to work without no wages. They were toiling day by day. Every day they would go and work and they would not give them anything. Only thing they had then was the food they eat. I'm going somewhere. Only thing they had, just the food to eat. Because the Bible said they were enslaved for 430 years. So every day they will go and work, nothing will be paid. Every day they will go and work, nothing will be paid. Imagine that scenario. They were so compelled, they were forced. So when we're talking of slaves, you know, the slaves had no choice. They have no thinking of their own. They have nothing. They have no freedom. It is whatever their taskmaster said to them that they want, they would do. So they were just going every day to build mansions, to build patterns, to build a lot of things for Pharaoh and their taskmaster. And every day, they will force them to do that which they will want to do. Every day, what they will swear, but nothing was given to them, nothing to show for. No, as prayer tonight, anyone that's experienced this kind of situation, by this blood tonight, there's going to be deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. But there came a night, like tonight, that Jehovah intervened. And the Bible said they ate the Passover. And at that day, that very night they ate the Passover, power changed hands. Power will change hands tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. So I want us to read the book of Exodus chapter 12. Let's take it from verse 31. Exodus 12 from verse 31. Okay. Then he called for Moses and Aaron by night. Then rise, go out from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds and your as you have said, and be gone and bless me also. And the Egyptians urged the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we shall all be dead. So the people took their dough before it was leaving, having their knitting bows bound up in their clothes on their shoulders. 35. Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they asked them from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. So the story before the verses I read was that God told them that they should prepare Passover. And when they prepared that Passover, they killed a lamb. They killed an immaculate lamb, a lamb without spot, to represent Passover, that the blood will be shed. So when they now shed the blood, immediately they shed that blood, the Bible said they put it at the lintel of the house. As they were eating the Passover, the Bible recorded that God said that they should guard their lungs, they should wear their shoes, and they should carry their staff, and they eat the Lord Passover in haste. That it was the Lord Passover. So as they were taking the Lord's Passover, something was happening. There was divine restoration. There was change. There was wealth transfer. And the yoke of 434 years was broken. The yoke of 430 years was broken. So there was financial freedom. There was wealth freedom. No, they earned their freedom that night, just one night. Tonight, there's going to be freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said it was the children of, the Egyptians that were chasing them away, that it is time for you to leave. So everything they had, they started giving it to them. So what they refused to give them for 30 years, that very night was given to them. I pray tonight, whoever that is holding your miracle, wherever God has been talking to about you to help you and refuse, by this communion tonight, the Lord will touch them in the name of Jesus. And they will yield. They will yield to God's advice for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 105. And verse 37. Let's see what the Bible says. Psalm 105 and verse 37. The Bible says, he also brought them out. Shall we let this verse together? I want to go. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was no feeble on their tribe. We are talking of the bee that produces wealth. When they ate the Passover that night, every prosperity that drew them was released. Every wealth that drew them was released. Everything that drew them was released that night. Every of their blessings, the miracle, they are toiling for 430 years. That very night that they ate the Lord's Supper, there was transformation. Tonight, there will be transformation in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Bible recorded that night, about 600,000 men, only men, children were not inclusive, and mixed multitude. Imagine people that were leaving Egypt at that moment. As they were leaving, just see the scenario. And at that moment, Egypt was one of the most richest and wealthiest nation, the most strongest. And I imagine 600,000 people, number one. Children were not inclusive. Then women were not inclusive. Then which means multitude. Let's read Exodus chapter 12, verse 37. Exodus 12, 37. Exodus 12 and verse 37. Then the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkot, about 600,000 men on foot, besides children. Then 38. A mixed multitude. It was a mixed multitude. When we are talking of multitude, which means they cannot be counted. A mixed multitude went with them, and also and flocks and herds, a great deal of livestock that they took that moment. It was the same meal. I mean, it is the same meal that we are going to eat tonight, that they ate that night, that produces abundance unto them. As we are going to wine and dine tonight, the doors of abundance shall be opened in the mighty name of Jesus. Like I said, that the blood and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ is a covenant meal of prosperity. So the communion table marked the end of financial shame and opened doors of supernatural supply. The yoke of poverty shall be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. You will break free from the poverty of mind tonight in the name of Jesus. So one of the things that the communion is going to do to us tonight is that if there's anyone in our midst tonight that will be carrying the yoke of poverty, by the blood of Jesus, they are going to be broken in Jesus' name. Whether it is long-time problem, whatever it is tonight, there's going to be deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Galatians 3:13 told us that Christ has redeemed us. Can you please give it to me? Galatians 3:13, we are talking of the meaning that produces prosperity. But before prosperity will come, whatever that is hindering that prosperity shall be taken away tonight in the name of Jesus. So number one thing that the blood of Jesus will do tonight is to destroy every yoke, every cause or causes of poverty. Whatever that is hindering those financial open doors, whatever that is hindering wealth tonight shall be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. If you believe with me, shout hallelujah. At times, our mind is caging us to receive the abundance that God has given to us. I want you to have the understanding. We have to understand that it is the will of God for us to be wealthy. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that every person have been hit, even one that so prosper. So it is the heart of God for every one of us to prosper. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone who hangs on a tree. So the blood that will be shed to redeem every believer. But I declare tonight, anyone that stands under the spell of poverty, it is broken by the blood in the name of Jesus. Then verse 14. That's where we're going. That's what 14 says. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. So the blood of Jesus has destroyed the yoke of curse. He has destroyed every yoke of poverty so that the blessings of Abraham will be transferred to us. Tonight, as we are going to wine and dine on the Lord's table, we access the blessings of Abraham in the mighty name of Jesus. And whatever that is caging our heart to accommodate the mind of God concerning prosperity shall be lifted in Jesus' name. The Bible says, lift every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. They shall be lifted tonight in the name of Jesus. And our hearts will open to accommodate the abundance that the Lord has prepared for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Second Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. Second Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Second Corinthians 8, verse 9. I say, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. That through his poverty you might be rich. That is what Jesus did. So we are coming to the table tonight for every yoke of poverty to be destroyed. And that shall be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. That is what the communion is going to do tonight. He did it many years ago, and he will do it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Like I said, they did not leave Egypt empty-handed. They did not leave Egypt empty-handed. Everything that Egyptian was giving to them, everything. It was Egyptian that was saying, please go. Go, come and collect, come and collect. Take this, take this, take this. Tonight, whoever that hold on to your blessing, but this communion, they release it by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to pray tonight. I'm going to say, Father, by this communion tonight, by the blood of Jesus, is there any yoke in my life, is there any yoke of poverty, whatever that is injuring me from accessing, Father, the blessing, the prosperity, Lord, tonight, let them be destroyed right now in Jesus' name. Let the blood of Jesus speak from me in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there any yoke in my life, Lord, Father, tonight, destroy it. Is it my mind that is caging me? But let the blood of Jesus walk on my mind. I receive the blessing tonight. I receive my prosperity tonight. I receive my way tonight. Tonight in the name of Jesus, whatever that is caging me from not assessing that the blessing, the wealth, the Lord that's for me, tonight they are destroyed by the blood of Jesus. I release myself in the name of Jesus. My heart is open to receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Any cause of poverty, any cause of lack, any cause of scarcity, they are destroyed because Christ has made himself poor so that I will be rich. I believe the word tonight. I am receptive to the word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, yoke of poverty be broken. I refuse to be poor. In the name of Jesus, manda bo shakata balea le popo koto sekata limba do shakata ba. I refuse to be poor in the name of Jesus. He made himself poor so that I will be rich. Malibakoshagata in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Another thing that the temple will do for us is that favor will be the order of the day. The Bible said they were favor. It was the children, no, they were calling that you take gold. The Bible said they left with silver and gold, they left with abundance. They left with every good thing that they needed for their journey. I want us to read, Exodus 12, verse 36. For emphasis sake, Exodus 12, verse 36. Favor will be the order of the day. And favor will surround you like a shield in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Receive that favor tonight in Jesus' name. Receive that favor tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. But the mystery of favor will be activated upon our lives in the name of Jesus. The Bible says favor surround us like a sheep. That's Psalm 5 and verse 2. When we're talking of favor, we are talking of favor. That every fortress in heaven and earth, everything combined together. And what they assist, divine assistance, that's you are blessed. You don't struggle. Everything you need, everything you desire, no, you will be assisted by the heavenlies. Tonight, that will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing that this table will give to us, another thing that the communion will be, because we're talking of meat that produces wealth. So when we're talking of wealth, we're not talking of money alone. We're talking of every good thing that will make life ease. Every good thing that will make you fulfill your vision. Every good thing that will make you fulfill your purpose, not only money. I am telling you, when you are surrounded by good people, when you are surrounded by people of wisdom, when you are surrounded by people that will just carry your burden, wealth to praise God. So it's not only money. It's not only money. Money cannot run everything. Praise God. Now, another thing that the communal will do for us tonight is that your eyes will be open to see the invisible. Yes, your eyes will be open to see the invisible. You will see every opportunities that will launch you to the realm of supernatural. You will see the opportunities that will launch you to the realm of prosperity. That will be your portion tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Your eyes will be open to the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Well, that's what we are saying tonight. And I pray that our eyes, whatever that is blocking our eyes, shall be removed in the name of Jesus. All the scales are removed tonight in Jesus' name. We see the invisible in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, at times, what makes people so rich or wealthy is something that people will not recognize. You know, it might not even look like it. It might not even look like it. When you see gold, you might not even like the appearance of gold. But you know you are holding millions. Praise God. Tonight, that eyes shall be open in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 45, we'll read verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 45, verse 1 to 3. Thus saith the Lord of his anointed to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nation before him and loose the armor of kings. I'm saying to open before him the double doors. The Lord will open before you the double doors in the name of Jesus. Doors of ideas in the name of Jesus. Doors of opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus. That the gate will not be shut. So your day shall continually open to the riches of Gentiles. This is what the communion will do tonight in Jesus' name. It's taking us to our worthy place in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing will hijack it from us in Jesus' name. And say, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in peace the gate of brass and call the bars of iron. And this every hindrance shall be removed. In the name of Jesus, the devourer shall be removed. In the name of Jesus. And he said, I will give you the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. Hallelujah. That will be your experience from now on in the mighty name of Jesus. And when your eyes is opened, the grace to recognize the opportunities received in Jesus' name. You will not be careless with it in the mighty name of Jesus. You will appreciate it in Jesus' name. And lastly, rain of ideas will be dropping. Yes, rain of ideas will be dropping. Ideas that will rule the world. Yes, it will drop tonight in Jesus' name. So don't limit the capacity of God. Don't limit the ability of God tonight. God is set to do a new thing. God is set to transfer wealth. There's going to be wealth transfer in the mighty name of Jesus. So don't close your heart. Don't say, is it just the wine? Is it just the bread? What is it going to do? The Lord will shock you in Jesus' name. Yes, the Lord will bypass your unbelief in Jesus' name. Yes, hallelujah. That's not a brain of ideas, visions, innovations. You will begin to invent things. The supernatural will continue to know, will start to continue. I mean, it will start to work in our lives. God will be working in our mind. God will be showing pictures of things. And that will be your portion tonight in the name of Jesus. So you are going to pray that, Lord, as I'm going about to take communion tonight, as I'm about, Lord, to take your body, as I'm about to drink your blood, Let them activate the mystery of favor in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, activate the mystery of favor in the name of Jesus. Activate the mystery of favor. Let me enjoy favor. Favor is something that is continued, that no continuous thing. It will not stop. Father, unstoppable favor. Favor that will never stop, Lord. Activate it in my life in the name of Jesus, in my business. Lord, in Jesus' name, by this communion tonight, I enjoy favor like never before. Favor surrounds me like a child in the mighty name of Jesus. Favor surrounds me like a child in the mighty name of Jesus. Favor surrounds me like a child in the name of Jesus. I will enjoy favor. Manda bo shakata balinda lepo poko soko tole abakata lepa to shakata ba limba po shakata in the name of Jesus. Right, I begin to talk to God. The Father, Lord, every scale that block my eyes from seeing opportunities, let it be removed now in the name of Jesus. Let it be removed. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes. Open my eyes in the name of Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord. Everything, Lord, that is blocking my eyes from seeing, Lord, the well of wealth. Father, remove it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I am representing a generation, and generation must be preserved. You open the eyes of Agar to see well, so that the generation will be preserved. Father, my soul katapa limpa tosha lepa koshe kete borabagata amuma kosha ta in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father, open my eyes, O God. Let my eyes be open to see, Lord, the well of wealth. Let my eyes be open, O God, to see, Lord, opportunities, oh God, that will catapult me, Lord, to the realm, Father, Lord, of prosperity, in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I enter into covenant of prosperity. I enter into covenant of wealth tonight in the name of Jesus. Rabado shakata babagada lepato shekere bosilea ramako shakata ba in the mighty name of Jesus. Mapopa pusi kiti balea lekeke kiteya in the name of Jesus. Maraba posha katabasuka likata imbadole kete bolekita. Every legality of lack, every legality of poverty, every legality of scarcity, Lord, they are destroyed tonight by the blood of Jesus. Malipa posha katabapalea. I refuse to be poor in the name of Jesus. Lord, by the blood of Jesus, Father, I enter, Lord, in my kolipa kosa katabapalea. I enter my wedding place in the name of Jesus. Father, as he did, Lord, in the day of Israelite, Father, I stand upon Exodus, Father, chapter 12 and verse 37. Father, by the blood of Jesus, let that be wealth transfer, Father, to the church tonight. Let that be wealth transfer to the church tonight. No more lack in our midst, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Maropo kosha kata balebata lepopo kosha kata lepato shakata. Every pattern of poverty, they are destroyed tonight by the blood of Jesus. Malipa kosha kata. Every negative circle of poverty in our midst, Lord, they are destroyed tonight. Father Marcelia, as we approach your table, malipa kosha kata lemakusikita. In the name of Jesus, we enter, Lord, into the realm of prosperity. That we enter, Lord, into the realm where the righteous flourish like palm tree and cool as cedar in Lebanon. The Bible says, you fatama kusilia pata lepopo kosoko toya. You have pleasure in the prosperity of your children tonight, oh God. Masika baba bagada lepopo kosoko toya. What this community, oh God, Father, we activate, oh God, by the covenant of prosperity, by your blood in the name of Jesus. Talk to God, Masula Gada, Le Popo Shakata Bagada, Le Papo Shakata. Will never remain the same again. Mazipa posha kata baslia. Our eyes are open, Lord. Masika lia tupa lia. To the hidden riches of sacred places. Imba kosha kata bagada. Mariba kosha kata basalia. Father, we access it, O God. In the name of Jesus, thus open for us. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.